This is Mark Easley.
Is this your first year at the workshop?
First time here, that's right.
And you're liking it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You having a good time?
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful thing. And you're going to do one of my favorite tunes in the whole world, I hear.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you why I'm going to do it then.
Why are you going to do it, Mark?
Well, it's a little bit of a story, but let me tell you my sound check joke first.
All right.
Can I get you a little bit more guitar, too? You know, you heard about the old guitarist. He'd been abusing himself up on the stage for years and years. His hearing wasn't quite what it used to be. And so one night he comes up there and he says, more right monitor. So the engineer turns it up a little. More right monitor. So the engineer cranks it all the way up. More right monitor. So the engineer comes out. Sure enough, the right monitor sounds great. It's blasting away. Can't figure it out. He looks at the guitar player and says, oh, I think I see the problem. What? You got a suppository stuck in your right ear. He says, I got a suppository in my ear. Well, at least I know where my hearing aid is.
Oh, man. It's always nice to have a little workshop, especially fresh workshop jokes are a beautiful thing. Now, why don't you tell the folks about the song you're about?
Okay, in 1966, my older teenage sister, who was a Beatle freak, was bringing home their albums and some other ones. She brought home a popular duo of the day called Simon and Garfunkel, and she started playing it on my dad's old Magnavox. You know, those old stereos look like a huge piece, like an old upright piano almost. So I was listening to those things, and not really into any kind of music at the time. And one day she put that Simon and Garfunkel on there, and I kind of heard it. And I went and sat down in front of that Magnavox. And it was a pretty cool record. They had a lot of stuff going on there. They had pianos, they had drums, they had, you know, beautiful singing voices coming out of there. But none of that stuff really hit me. What grabbed me was those acoustic guitar notes that were coming out of there. And it was just like right in front of all the rest of that music. And unfortunately, I think to this day, that's probably the day I became a guitar player. So I'm going to play a song off that album. It's called Kathy's Song. It's one that Paul Simon grabbed me with and is responsible for the sorry state I'm in right now.
That's beautiful. Give it up for Mark Easley.
I hear the drizzle of the rain, like a memory it falls, soft and warm continuing, tapping on my roof and walls, and from the shell of my mind, through the window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and confused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep. Kiss you when you start your day. And the song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. And so you see, I have come to doubt all that I once held as true. I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain weave their weary paths, and I know that I am like the rain, there but for the grace of you. Go.